Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf yud. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Hanohu Biryuni. The reason why we're bringing this Gemara is because the tail end of yesterday's Gemara, two lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, we quoted a pasuk, Tamu Chatoim Min Ha'aretz Urishoim Oid Einam Borchinafshi Es Hashem Haluka. So, the Gemara is going to now expand and expound on that pasuk by telling us a fascinating story. Hano Beryuni. What are Beryuni? The top Rashi says on the top line, Pritzim. First place, Pritzim. Now, if you, those of you that are have the great fortune of having these beautiful Gemaras, you see the Likutei Rashi. Yes, I know, but he doesn't want to dwell upon that. If you look at the first Rashi, the Likutei Rashi, Beryuni, here on the right-hand margin, brings from Rashi in Tanis, Burim Ami Oretz. Then a Rashi in Gittin, Anoshim Reikim Upoichsim. Basically, we mean here a bunch of Yiddish Shkutzim, a bunch of no goodniks. Anyway, the Havah B'Shevavusei Diramayer, who lived in the Bishchena, Shavusa means in the neighborhood of Ramea. Vavakumatari Leituva. And they were giving him a hard time. It doesn't say anymore how, what, where, but they were giving Ramea a hard time. Havakaboy Ramea Rachmi Alavayu. Remeir wanted to get rid of these guys, and he wanted to go and say to Hillim, to Davin, that these fellows should pass on. Beruria, his wife, she was a great sitkonis, said to her husband, Remeir, my daitach, what's the reason why you want to go and say to Hillim, to ask Hashem to Limusu, that Chasashon, these shkutzim should pass away? Because it says in the pasuk, Yitamu chatoim, and therefore, Yitam Chaton, that those people that sin, they Chas Shalom should pass away. Miksiv Choytim Chatoim Ksiv. It doesn't say Yitamu Choytim in Aret, it says Yitamu Chatoim in Aret. What's the difference between Chatoim and Choytim? Chatoim are sins, Choytim are sinners. So if it would say Yitamu Choytim, you could say Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says in the Pasuk Yitamu Choytim, please let that happen now to those guys, those Shkutzim here in town, let's get rid of them. But it doesn't say that. It says that we want to get rid of the sins committed by the sinners, but not the sinners themselves. Shuffle the Sefer Dekra. At the end of that same pasuk, meaning, just continue on, Yitamu Chatoim Min Ha'aretz, Urishoim Oid Einam. Kiven the Yitamu Chatoim, Urishoim Oid Einam. Just because if these sinners were to pass on, does that mean that all the Rishoyim in the world have now passed away? Even if the local sinners are away, but there are plenty of other Rishoyim waiting in on deck to go and take their place. So what are you saying, Rishoyim Oid Einam? There's no more Rishoyim left. Erev Pshat Zazei, Boy Rachmi Levai Delehedru Bechuva. What I think you should do, says Beruria to her husband, to the mayor, that you should go and go and be mispal to Hashem, not that they should pass away, but forget that these chatoim, these sins should pass on. How will these sins pass on if you're mispal that they should do tshuva? As a result of their doing tshuva, urishom eidainam, they will no longer be urishom. At that point, they will be nice, regular, ordinary beninim. Maybe they'll eventually become tzaddikim. Oh, anyway, the mayor listened to his wife's recommendation. Helped. He was vowed that they should be meisha b'tshuva, and they taka worked, and they did tshuva. And then from that time on, Reb Meir no longer had the headache of dealing with these chevra. Says the Gemara Baita. Since we spoke about Beruria, the Gemara told us another story. Amalah ahu tzedoki leBeruria. A tzedoki said to Beruria, except it says in the pasuk, "Rani akara lo yalada." Whenever you see the word tzedoki in the Gemara, often it means really min. And when you see the word min, that's referring to me anshe or me talmide yeshu notri. That means from the original Christians. And often in the original Gemara sitaka said mina, but often the censors went and changed the language and they made it tzedaki. I only point that out because you'll see from the Gemara as we continue that this was a bad guy, this tzedaki. So he said to Beruria, it says in the pasuk, Roni akora lo yolada. Word akora, as we all know, means a woman that is barren cannot have children. Roni is a Loshen Rina of a Loshen Simcha, of happy. a lady that cannot have children should be happy. She should be sad. Mishum de la yoga, runny. That doesn't seem to work together. It should say kina. Not, it shouldn't say runny. She's not happy lady. Amrele, so she responded to him. Shatya, meaning shoita, shofle seifa dekro. You're asking from the beginning of the posse. Why don't you look at the end of the posse? Tichsiv says in the end of the posse, ki rabim b'nei shemeima b'nei b'ula amar Hashem. This is all one posse. Runny akara, the barren lady is happy. Kiram b'nei shemeima, because there are many more children of desolation rather than children of ula, of a mommy that has children. What does that mean? So b'nei shemeima is referring to Klal Yisrael. The reason why Klal Yisrael is b'nei shemeima is because these are the children of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael was unfortunately shomeim, was destroyed by the Goyim during the second base of Mikdash. At the time of the second base of Mikdash, at the time of the Churban Abayis. So therefore, B'nai Shemem is a reference to us, to Klal Yisrael. B'nai Ba'ula is referring to the Goyim, because they didn't have that problem of their cities being destroyed, so their cities all look nice and wonderful and beautiful. Kiram B'nai Shemema means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Li'osad Lavoi, when it's going to come, when Lasa Lovin means not in thousands of years, but Lasa Lovin meaning after a person passes away, and then there are two doors to go through, either the door of Gan Eden or the door of Gehenna, you'll find that in the Gan Eden door, there are going to be loads of long lines of Eden that are going to go into the Gan Eden, and to the Gehenna you're going to have, from the other side, from the Goyim, they're going to go into the doorway that says Gehenna. And so therefore the Pasuk is saying the following. Ella, Maya Kara Loyoloda, what is shot in the Pasuk says Beruria to the Tzedaki. She said to him, the Akara Loyoloda, Rani, Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Shadoim Ali Isha Akara Shaloyoloda Banim. The Klal Yisrael is compared to an Isha Akara that did not give birth to Banim Legehenim Kava Saichu. Meaning, the reason why Klal Yisrael is called an Akara means that in terms of potential candidates to go directly into Gehenna, Baruch Hashem, we have very, very few. In that sense, we are an Akara, a woman that's barren, that didn't give birth to bad kids, only to good children. Therefore, lo yolada. Why? Because Rabbi B'nai Shemema, there are many, many more Jewish children that are going to go directly in Gan Eden, B'nai Ba'ula, rather than the B'nai Ba'ula, the bad guys. Meaning,
Kiddush Hashem, because they were killed? Because
not Kiddush Hashem.
Means destruction?
The word Shemema means destruction.
So these children were like killed for destruction, you're saying?
We're saying the Jewish children are called B'nai Shemema because these are the refugees or the children or the grandchildren of refugees from Yerushalayim and from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now these guys, even though they happen to be unfortunately refugees, and they are the B'nai, the product, the produce of Shemema, of destruction of Yerushalayim. In one sense, they are greater than the B'nai Ba'ula. What sense is that? That they go directly into Gan Eden, and the B'nai Ba'ula are going to go directly into the Gehenna. And therefore, Rani Akar Le'Yaloda is also the same type of reference, that the mommy of all of these Jewish children, although she gave birth to lots of kids, and that's the reason why she is smiling and she's running, the reason why she's also running is because she did not give birth to children that go into Gehenna, Kavasaichu, like you guys, the Tzedakim. So just repeating the Gemara again. The Tzedakim said to Beria, why did it say Rani Akar Le'Yaloda? She didn't have children, she should be happy. She should not be happy. And therefore, said Beruya, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk is, Rani Akar Le'Yaloda, the Jewish women are happy because they didn't give birth to bad guys like you, the Tzedaki. And therefore, you, the Tzedaki, are going to go together with your brethren and your friends to the Gehenna. On the other hand, the Jewish children who do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they're going to go directly into Gan Eden. So, Omar. Rather, Bnei Shem Omar Shem, Ella Maya Karla Yelada, that means Rani. Rani Knes Yisrael Klal Yisrael is happy. Shadoim Le Isha Kar, because it is compared to a barren woman, Shaloy Yelada, that did not give birth to Bonim Gle Gehenim, children that would be destined to go to Gehenim, Kavasaichu, like you guys, like the Tzedokim. Unfortunately, your Mishpacha will have plenty of Gehenim candidates. Baruch Hashem, we will have very few.
The different Be'ula here means inhabited.
Right.
Because I wouldn't normally think that's the...
The reason why it means inhabited is because we're comparing it to the word Shemei. Shemei means it's totally destroyed. Bula means, on the other hand, that it's not destroyed, that it's inhabited. Ksiv, it says in the Pasik. Mizva l'dovin b'voruchem b'nei avshalom b'noi. Uksiv l'dovin michtam b'voruchem b'nei shol b'mi'ara. We have over here two psukim, both referring to David HaMelech, and both referring to major struggles that David HaMelech had during his lifetime. One of those struggles was with his son Avshalom, and the other was with his original predecessor, and that was Shaul. Now we all know that the story of Shaul HaMelech preceded the story of Avshalom, because Shaul was originally the Melech. The David found favor in everybody's eyes because of, number one, how handsome he was. Number two, because of the fact that he was victorious against Goliath. And number three, because Shaul appointed him to be part of his cabinet. It got to the point where it says in the Pasuk that the women said, we would prefer having the dung of David HaMelech than the riches of Shaul. Shaul, of course, became very, very jealous. And Shaul decided he wanted to eliminate David HaMelech. So there was a big fight between Shaul and David. Years later, when Shaul already passed on, and David HaMelech became the new king, then he had the challenge of his own son, Avshalom, that Avshalom wanted to go and do a merida, a rebellion against his own father. Now, it's obvious that chronologically, the story of the dispute with Shaul certainly preceded the dispute with Avshalom. So what's bothering the Gemara is, the Mizmah of David Bevorchem, Nei Avshalom Benoi, that's all the way at the beginning of Tehillim, it's in Kapitel Gimel, the third capital. When you get to David Michtam Bevorchem, Nei Shaul Bama'ara, this is all the way far down. This is Kapitel Nun Zayin. So Freit Yimar, the Tzedoki Aster Bavo. Ksiv Mizmah of David Bevorchem, Nei Avshalom Benoi. Ksiv David Michtam Bevorchem, Nei Shaul Bama'ara. Hai Maisa Hava Bereshah, which took place first? Mechti Masa Shaul Hava Bereshah. Certainly the Masa of Shaul took place. It licht the Bereshah, so why didn't they go and say the story of Shaul in the third capital and then push down Avshalom to a later capital?
You said that the Tehillim is chronologically written.
What do you want?
But that was the Tzolik's question. Right. You're asking a kasha of a Masa. And he could have answered it's not chronologically written, but the Maisa didn't say that. Oh, my, the Tzolik, and they usually know Tanakh better. They don't know Gemurus, but they know the Tanakh. Because you don't go and learn Torah Balpeh, and therefore you don't know the inyan of smichus. Smichus means that you have two psukim, one next to each other. The fancy English word in the art school is the juxtaposition. It's a fancy word. Anyway, the fact that you have these two words together, that suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this case David HaMelech, had a special reason for juxtaposing them, for putting them together. So therefore, you guys don't learn tzmichas, you don't know. But we learn tzmichas, that's why we know. So what do we know? How do you know there's an inyan of tzmichas that you learn one from the other? When you find that two seemingly unrelated subjects are smuchim, are next to each other, adjacent to each other, this was done with a purpose, this was done based on truth, and on Yashris, not just on haphazardly. So, what's the answer? The parsha of Goig u'Magog is parsha number, capital number, Beis. Gemara quoted that yesterday. Loma rogshu goyim uvi umim yegu rik. This is talking about in future years, when it will be the Mechama of Goig u'Magog. Now, Goig u'Magog, many people think, means that there's going to be a Mechama between Goig and Magog. Goig, in fact, was the king of Magog. And in future years, Goig, the king of Magog, is going to go and do a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, obviously, since he's only a bas v'dam, he's only like an eved against his rabbi. So therefore, says the Gemara, She'im yoyim lecho adam, if a person is going to go and tell you, I don't believe in all of this Goig u'Magog business, why? Because klum yesh eved shemoyer v'rabbi, do you ever find an eved that would make a rebellion against his own rabbi? Meaning that if the Eved is treated well, then there's no reason why he should make a merida. If he's not treated well, he's probably scared stiff from his rabbi. His rabbi is going to go and kill him off 1, 2, 3. So therefore, do you ever see an Eved be merida by rabbi? If that's the question that you're going to ask, Afata Emeloi, answer him promptly. Klum yesh ben shemoyer b'yavad, did you ever see that a son should rebel against his father? Elahava, you see over here that it happened. What do you mean that it happened? That Avshalom went and he rebelled against his father, David HaMelech. Elahava, tzachanam yavad. So just like this happened, this too will happen. So therefore don't go and have any types of conjecture about what's going on in the future by Goig u'Magog. Avshalom happened, Goig u'Magog will happen, and therefore that's the reason for the smichos of Beis and Gimel together, and that's why Shaul was postponed for later on. This, of course, as we know from Friday night, this is part of the Eishes Chayil. Now, the whole Eishes Chayil, I know many people think that this is a song about their wives preparing such a beautiful Shabbos table, and there's nothing wrong with saying to your wife, ah, you're real Eishes Chayil, that's great. But the Parsha Pshat Eishes Chayil is referring to the Toyrak Toysha, that the Toyrak Toysha, that's our Eishes Chayil. And this pasuk, however, cannot be referring to the Torah, because it says Pia Pascha b'chachma. The chachma that we're talking about is chachma sa Torah, so you can't say that the mouth of Torah is full of Torah. This has to be referring to someone else. So therefore, Kenegin mi Omar, what is this pasuk referring to? To whom is it referring? So Timura, Kenegin mi Omar Shloim Mikrasep. Le'omrei ele Kenegin David Aviv. He was referring to David HaMelech, Shador B'chamisha Olamim, because David HaMelech lived through five stages, five periods of his life. The Omer Shir, and each time he lived through one of those periods, he said Shir. What are those five periods? Says the Gemara. David Me'imai. First, he was living in utero in his mommy's stomach. The Omer Shir, Shenema, Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Kerovai Eshem Kotche. The word Kerovai is like the Russian Kirbayim, the innards. When he was inside mommy's stomach, he was saying Shira. Now, although literally the Gemara is saying that he said Shira at that time, the Mefarshim say it doesn't really, it's not really to be understood literally, but it's to be understood that later in life, David HaMelech had a full appreciation for the five periods that he lived, and therefore later in life he said, oh, Rabbi Nishalom, I remember those days that you went and protected me in utero when I was in my mommy's womb. So therefore, it doesn't mean at that moment, but it's referring to later on, he spoke about the earlier days. Anyway, that's number one, Oilam number one. When he was born, he looked out in the world, he looked up in the heavens. That was stage number two. Stage number three, when he nursed from his mother, and he looked at the dadim, and he said, Shir at that time, Gimulav. Gimulav, as we know, says in the pasuk Vayigmoil, that means Vatigmoil, that means that you wean from nursing. So you see, the word Gimulav has to do with nursing. My called Gimulav, Amre Babo, also Ladad Mokam Bina. The major reason why David HaMelech was saying praise to Hashem is not only because he's now being sustained by nursing, but also because he said, Rabbi Yishlam, in your great Chachma, you did a wonderful thing that you put the Dadim B'mokam Bina, meaning, because if you think about it, the God its udders are down below. It's not up above. By a woman, the dadim are up above, next to the heart. The mokambina is a reference to the heart. So, what's so special about that? Says Moratam Amai, why did David HaMelech go and praise this? Al tishkichi kogumulab. Am Rabbi Yehuda kadesh lo yistakel b'mokam erva. Kadosh Baruch Hu went and created the dadim up above, so that a child, when it's nursing, doesn't have to look down below to the makam erva of its mother, because we don't want to train a child's eyes to go and look at makam erva. But a masna amar kadosh lo yinek mi makam atenoifis. After all, down below is makam tenoifis, where people urinate and they defecate, etc. So if you're going to have the makam dadim down below, that could lead to some sort of illness or disease or infection, etc. We have a doctor, a pediatrician, etc. So you get the idea. That's why this is a tremendous thing, that it's up above and not down below. Next stage, Rav Mablasa Shor Hashem, the son of Apollo Hashem, Rav Mashir Hashem, Itam Chatom in Arz Hashem, Oyeinem Borchi Nafshis Hashem Lekuka. Now you know why we brought this Gemara, because it's connected to the pasuk that we recited at the beginning of the Gemara today. But Nistakel Biyom Amisa Biyom Mashir, on the day that of passing, he also said Shira, Shenem Borchi Nafshis Hashem Hashem Lekai Gadalt Yoyin Hoyd Vahoder Lo Vashta. Pray Timora. Where does it say anything in this pasuk about Misa? My Mashal Yoyin Misa Nema Am Rav Orach Mishila Misa. Look at the sefer of that, of those psukim. Tachsev taster panecha yivahelon toisef rucham yigvon. Toisef rucham means to go and collect the ruach, that person's ruach hachaim that keeps him alive, yigvon, and that passes away. The word gvia is from a lushing of passing away. So we see that this is talking about Yom HaMisa. The why is this entitled to Agan Tzaborchi, to Agan Tzashira? Because tzadikim misasam kriyam chayim, and therefore it's saying that even after a person passes away, if he's a tzadik, he still has a chiyus up in the Olam HaEmes and a chiyus down below if you repeat his Torah, etc., etc. Anyway, so those are the five things, and that's what we referred to, we said at the very beginning, Pia Pascha B'Chachma is a reference to David HaMelech, who spoke with Chachma and Shira about the five stages in his life. We're soon going to have another pshat as well, but the Baal continues, Yigmarav Simi Bar Ukva V'Amri Lamar Ukva HaVishchiach Kameid Rapshim Ben Pasi. Either Rapshim Bar Ukva or Mar Ukva himself used to go frequently to Rapshim Ben Pasi V'Amnesader Agadata Kameid Rapshim Ben Levi. Rapshim Ben Pasi used to be Mesader Agadata, in other words, he would go and repeat Agadata in front of Rapshim Ben Levi. Omalei Maidachsev, what's it saying in the Pasi? Baruch Inav Shis Hashem V'chol Keravai Es Shem Kochay. Now this is the first of the five psukim that we mentioned with the Gabi David HaMelech, and he asked him, what shot in this Pasi? Omalei. Let's look at the difference between the midas of Hashem Yisparach and the midas of a Basar Adam. Midas Basar Adam, Tzura Al Gabi Yekoysel, Veniyocha, Lahatil, Ba, Ruach, and Hashem, Kirbayim, Ubenei Meyai. If you have Bizman Azet, you have a sculptor, or you have an artist, he can go and create a beautiful Tzura. He can make a beautiful sculpture, Al Gabi Yekoysel, outside the wall, meaning that it's visible to all. After he makes this beautiful sculpture, which really looks grand, he cannot make it live. It remains the same dead sculpture as he sculpted it. Nothing changes. The Kodesh Baruch Eneke, the Kodesh Baruch is not like that. He doesn't have to go and sculpt it out in the open, on an open wall, but he can go and do it v'chadri chadorim, inside a mommy's womb, umatul ba ruach neshama kirbayim ubenei me'ayim. And therefore, this is a grace zach. You would normally say that the reason why the sculptor cannot go and put in Ruach and Hashem, he can't reach it. Why can't he reach it? It's here out in the wall. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't reach it, so to speak, because it's deep in the recesses of the mami. Kodesh Baruch Hu reaches there and puts in the Ruach and Hashem, combined behind the Yom Rechana. Ein kodesh kashem ki ein biltecha ve ein tzur kelekenu. What means ein tzur kelekenu? My ein tzur kelekenu, ein tzair kelekenu. Tzair means a sculptor or an artist, that no one can be like the sculptor, like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and puts in the Ruach and Hashem, kirbay maniyam. And that's the pshat in that pasuk. Baruch Inafshi is Hashem. I bless Hashem. Chol Kerovei Shem Kodesh, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu inserts all the nefesh and the shama and the ruach into the kerbayim, into the innards of every individual. So that's a pshat in that pasuk. Now the Gemara continues on. We said in this pasuk, in Kodesh Kashem ki ein bil techa. One means my ki ein bil techa. Am Rav Yehuda ben Menasi al tikri ein bil techa. Ela ein levaloischa. Levaloischa means that no one can outlive, like the Rabbeinu Shalom can outlive. What does that mean? When you have, for instance, an artist, he goes and puts together a painting. That painting can be viewed now in the Louvre or other fancy schmancy museums throughout the world, hundreds and hundreds of years later, after Rembrandt and the other famous painters have already passed away. So their Masi Daim and Mevalin outlives them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevala Masa, Kodesh Baruch Hu outlives all of his Masim, whatever he created in this world. If at any time it gets destroyed, Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to outlive. So that's the Ein Biltecha, Ein Liv Aloscha. Omalei. So he said, what you've told me now is so beautiful, I'm really so happy. However, I was really asking a different question in the first place. And that is, we started off the previous Gemara that David HaMelech said Shira five times, and the first one was this Baruch Inafshi. I wanted to have a better feel for Hani Hamisha Baruch Inafshi Kenegim Mi'amaron David. Those five times of Shira that we said before that David HaMelech said, I'd like to have a better understanding. So we already said about the five different stages in David HaMelech's life, when he was still Meri Me'ayim, when he came out, when he started being Yoinik, Marfalot and Shoreshoim, Yom HaMisa. But I'd like to hear another pshat. Zot Yomara, actually, those five times that he said Shira were to show the differences and the parallels between the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel and between the Neshama that the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts in every human being, at least in every Yid. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Meloi Kol Olam, Af Neshama Meloi Es Kol Guf. Just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is throughout the whole world, so Neshama also fills up the entire Guf. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Roye Ve'Ein Nira, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu can see, but he cannot be seen. Afreshama Roye Ve'Ein Nira, Niris. Neshama also sees, but it cannot be seen because it's Lachadri Chador. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Zemes Kol Olam Kulay, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to the whole world. Afreshama Zemes Kol Guf, the Neshama gives spiritual strength to the whole body. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Tohar, Afreshama Tohar, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is pure, the Neshama when it comes down from heaven is also pure. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yesh B'Chadri Chador, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be seen, it's Chadri Chador. It's also in the inner recesses of the body. So therefore, David HaMelech is now saying the neshama that has these five major parallels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should now be Meshabech, it should now give praise to Hashem, who has these five things, like we just enumerated.
You said Bachi Nafshi. Nafshi is usually different than Neshama.
Right. So I guess our Gemara is not distinguishing between the two. Om Rav Amnuna, Maidich Zit, Mikia Chocham, Umi Yodea Pesher Dover. Now, Pesher normally means a Pshara. Pshara means a settle, to settle something, right? So Mikia Rechish Boruchu, She Yodea Lasi Pshara, Ben Shnei Tzadikim, Ben Cheskio Li Yeshayom. Now, the reason why we're bringing this Gemara, we're going off on a tangent, because we're going to see at the tail end of the Gemara on the Amid Beis, that we're going to bring in the inyan that we spoke about yesterday, being masmich geula the tefillah. And since this story ends off talking about that, that's why we get into this lengthy, interesting story. What happened? In Tanakh, it tells us about that Chizkiyo was Chizkiyo HaMelech, Yishayo was the Navi. And the two lived at the same time, and now the question was, each one of them was a great tzaddik, like our Gemara says. Kadosh Baruch had to make a pshara bein shnei tzaddikim between Chizkiyo and Yishayo. The issue was, who should go to whom? Should Chizkiyo visit Yishayo? Should Yishayo visit Chizkiyo? Now, on the surface, it sounds like kind of a personal thing, huh? Each one has their ego. Why should I go to him? He should come to me. Why should I go to him? He should come to me. But of course, we're talking about great tzaddikim, and therefore the Gemara is telling us is, each one was concerned about the covet of the status of the Melech or the status of the Navi. For instance, as we know, that even a Rav Shemuchal Kvoidi Kvoidi Mochel, but a Melech has no right to be Moichel on his covet. After all, he's the Melech. So the question was, who should go to whom? Chizkiyo Tishio. Chizkiyo Omar Leisi Yishio Gaboy. If Yishai wants to tell me something, Yishai should come to me. Dohachi Ashkan Belio, Dozl Gabi Achav. We find Elio went to go and greet Achav. He didn't say, Achav, come for an appointment, come to me. Elio went to Achav. So therefore, Yishai should come to me. Yishio Omar Leisi Chizkiyo Gaboy. Dohachi Ashkan Yehoyrim Ben Achav, Dozl Gabi Elisha. We see the next generation, Yehoyrim Ben Achav went to Elisha. So therefore, the king should go to the Navi. So we have to make a pshar over here. Unfortunately, he made Chizkiyo to be sick. Now you should go mevak chayilim. Is of course a great zach. And since Chizkiyo can't go to you because Nebuchadnezzar is a chayilah, go and visit him. Shnei yom ahem choli Chizkiyo lomus v'yave elu Yishio ben ometz ha'navi v'yom elav. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu not only made Chizkiyo sick, but unfortunately he put him on his deathbed, and he sent Yishai to him with the following message. He told him, "Koyemar Hashem tzav lebeischa kimeis ata v'loy sichya. Go and leave your tzav, is kind of write out your last will and testament. Make your tzava for your household, because meisat, unfortunately, is just a matter of a short time that you're going to pass away, and you're not going to live." Now, the saying that you're going to die, you're not going to live, that seems to be somewhat redundant. My ki meisat avle sichya, meisat avi oylam hazeh. Chas v'shom, you're going to pass away in this world. Le sichya olam haba, you're not going to have a chelik in olam haba. All tonight. Pray to Amalei, Michael, what did I do wrong? After all, Chizkiyo is considered to be a great tzaddik, and he did wonderful things during his lifetime when he was Melech to go and bring Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem. So he should certainly go straight into Gan Eden. What do you tell me? Amalei, Mishim, the Leisach, the Piri Berivia, because you didn't get married and you didn't have children. Kodesh Baruch Hu is upset at you. That's the first mitzvah, Pru Hervu. You weren't Isaac. Hashem is upset. Amalei, so Chizkiyo told him, it's not because I didn't want to get married. I wanted to have children. That I saw that I'm going to have children that are not good kids. In fact, who were his kids subsequently? Everybody knows about Menashe. And the Gemara is also going to tell us about Rav Shoke. Both of them were bad guys. Anyway, so he said, I knew I'm going to have bad guys. I didn't want to bring bad guys in the world. Also remember that Chizkiyo himself was the son of a bad guy. The father of Chizkiyo was Ochoz. When the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin that Ochoz is one of the bad malachim that doesn't get a chedek lang maba. And therefore, he, Chizkiyo, said, I had a bad father. I don't want to produce bad kids like my father. And I don't want to get involved. That's what we're going to see mentioned in the Amud Beis.
Yeah.
Okay. You shouldn't go and involve yourself in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. Exactly. A Kadosh Baruch Hu has
his agenda.
Fine. Goes on his way. A Kadosh Baruch Hu has his agenda, and therefore you don't get involved with that. You got to do yours, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu does his. My name Afkinis. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every year a mitzvah.
The question is, who gives the Ruach HaKodesh?
Okay. Kasha Namasa. What? What you have your pekid, in other words, you are ordered and instructed to do, like all Jews, that's what you should do. What Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, he'll do. Like Barry says, he has his agenda. You have your agenda, but you got to do what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Amalei. So when Chizkiyahu HaMelech heard that, he said to Yishai, you know what? Hashta havli bratech, do me a favor, give me your daughter. I'd like to go and marry her. Efshe de garmas chusa di diva di doch, v'nafki minoi bonin de malu. Even though I saw Baruch HaKodesh, the kids are not going to be good, but after all, there is Bechira in the world, and maybe in the schus, if I marry your daughter, the schus of you, my shver, Yeshaya Navi, and the schus of me, for all the mitzvahs that I did, maybe the combination of the two, maybe we'll be able to change the world and change these kids and they'll be good after all. Shai told him, unfortunately, the Gzeira has already been written up in heaven that you are going to pass away. You're not going to get another chance to get married. I'm very sorry. Chizkio was not too perturbed about this, or maybe he was very perturbed, but he said to Yishai, Ben Amitz, Kalei Nevuascha, do me a favor, Ben Amitz, in other words, Yishayo, Ben Amitz, please finish your Nevuah, but say, and please kindly leave. Why did he say that? Kach mekublani beis Abi Abba. I have a Kabbalah from Aman Zaydis that I feel a cherev chadim nachal tzvar shelo adam al yimna atzmoi min harachmim. Even when things look very dire and look like very, very, very serious, you can still save the day by asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for rachmim, for mercy and compassion.
Abi Abba was David Shiraz.
Oh, he's
exactly. It my name is Bechem Reblaza the Amri Tavayu, a fill a cherub chan menach the swari shell. Odom Liyim Naasman Arachmi should not go and deter himself, he should not stop from going and saying Tillim and asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis Shenemer. Hein Yikaleni Lo Yayachon. Now please don't turn the page yet.
Okay.
What means Hein Yikaleni? Chas Shalom, even if it's at the point of Ketola, Ketola means Chas Shalom, Misa, Lo Yayachon, I still will have my Hoffenungen, my aspirations, my hopes, my beliefs, etc. And Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me out. Now notice that there is a base here, and that base takes us to the Bach, and this is a very important Bach, because otherwise ikachusim and asayfe. See, the Bach is in the right hand margin. Hein yikalein liyachal. It's always base. Zok the Bach. Now we are going to add in another 50 words or so to our Gemara. The soif yov librate. Ultimately, Yeshaya said okay, and he gave his daughter into holy matrimony to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and they got married. And nofak minei. Menashe v'Rav Shake. He gave birth, therefore, or she gave birth to Menashe and to Rav Shake. Yoimechode arkevinu akaspe lam tevinu lebei medrasha. One day, Chizkio was carrying both of them on his shoulder. That's pretty, pretty good. And he was carrying them both to the Smedish.
He recovered pretty well.
Yeah, very covered. As Omer chad minayu, one of the two, said to his brother, apparently Rav Shake, Chazi reisha de'aba, go and look the head of father. Apparently he was bald, or maybe something like that. Lematvi bay gildani. This would be an ideal place to go and cook fish, to go and roast fish on top of the head. The Chadomer and the other one said, Chazi reisha de'aba, look at the head of the father, that it's even better, lahakruvi alei l'avoydezara, to go and bring avoydezara on his head. So you see that these two guys were not good guys. Apparently Chizkio heard the chatter of his two kids. The Chavtinu Be'ari threw them both down to the ground. He said, for this I have to go and carry them on my head, so they should make a letzonis on my head that I can go and cook fish on it, or I should bring up a dessert. Of the two, when they threw down to the ground, Menashe Chai, Menashe lived, but Rav Shaki missed, and Rav Shaki died. Kari Anafshe, and he said about this, for Caleb Reim. Anyway, the point of all of this is that the Gemara doesn't tell us ultimately what happened, but what happened was that Chizkio did marry the daughter daughter of Yeshaya, and did have the Menashe and Rav Shoke. Menashe is very famous or infamous because he lived after that and did terrible things in Christ.
He's the one who visited Rav Ashi in the dream.
Yes,
in,
yes.
Sanhedrin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But Rav Shoke didn't have such a long life, so therefore we don't know too much about him. But anyway, that's the story in the Amud Aleph. But we continue on to the Amud Beis. I'm sorry?
Couldn't have been too old either.
I'm sorry again, once again?
Couldn't have been too old, Rav Shoke.
He couldn't, exactly. He was a little kid, right. I agree with
that. Menashe
killed his grandfather?
Yeshaya.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Rabbi Sai, anybody else would like to contribute to our knowledge of Nach and what happened in other Gemaras and other Psukim? Because all of this is very fascinating. Yes, Rabbi Noam, what was your
It's a break. It's a break from Ralph. That's what it is.
I would come from two great Sadiqim from
Russia. Bahari Kivshid Rahman Allah Malach are those types of. That's beyond my pay grade. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this. That's his business, and we do our business. We try to do the best we can. And Hashem has his. Barry says he has his agenda. Yeah, what's up?
Bashir Husham.
Bashir Husham.
So he should have just said, you know, right now, whatever, maybe already there already, what's the term is wrong.
Anyway, it is what it is, and it was what it was, and we continue on. Amr B'chanan, since we just spoke about the person should not be menem and rachman, afilu balacholimus, imaloi b'yodim, even if a person is dreaming and the balacholimus, whoever that is, goes and whispers to the person, l'mochur humeis, I want you to know tomorrow morning, you're going to join us up here in heaven, aliyim na'atzim and rachman, you should continue to be in the spalish, nemeki b'rei v'chaloimus, v'avolim u'dvorim harbe, kesolakim, yoreh. That even with al chaloimis, with al narishkei, with al havolim, bottom line is you have to fear Hashem. Don't listen to bal chaloimis. Don't listen to anybody else. The doctors are very, very choshev. We wouldn't say a bad word about the doctors. Miyad. So the pasuk says that after the eventually Yeshayo left the scene, what did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do? He just followed what we just said now with his Zayda, which we heard so beautifully from Brother Shai, is referring to David HaMelech, that even if Ched of Chad Menachas Atzvar Shalodam Yim Atzim and Rachmim, so what happened? Vayasev Chizkiyahu Panav Elakir, so Chizkiyahu went and turned his head towards the wall. We talked about this a couple of days ago in the Gemara, that's why you're not supposed to have anything between where you're standing and the wall. You daven right next to the wall. He was mispalel. So now what's the pshat that he turned his face to the wall? Do we care that he turned his face to the wall? My kir, Amr Shimon Belakish, Mikirois Liboy. When we're talking about the kir, that means he went to the depth of his heart. Shinema, may I, oichila kirois libi. He's crying out from his mayayim, from his innards, all the way to Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the kir, libi, from the depths of his heart. So that's pshat in the kir. That he is talking about the asik, about the wall. Now, which wall? We don't mean the Mexican wall. So, which wall? Shkayechori. I get it. Amlef on a Rabbanish Leidem. Umashu namish loy osse elkir achas katana hechyese es beno. Avi abba shechofa es ahechel. Chip es ahechel kule. Bekes vizobal achas kam bekam. We all know the famous story about the Isha Shunamis. The Isha Shunamis befriended Elisha and had Elisha stay with her every single time. Gesundheit on his travels. Elisha was Elisha Navi. And Elisha said, how can I go and repay you? And she said, well, I don't have a child. Please go and get me a child. So Elisha went and was mispal, and a child was born. And subsequently, the child died. And then he came again to visit the Isha Shunamis. And the Isha Shunamis said, Elisha, you promised me a live child, and this is a dead child. And then he went and with Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, and with Koich of the Rabbi Shalom, he revived and he made Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, so the Gemara says, just like by the Shunamis, also, so what did she do on behalf of Elisha? She made Kir Achaz Katana, one small partition, one small wall. We're going to talk about that a little further down on the Yomid. What exactly is the Gemara referring to?
What was it for?
For Elisha to be able to lodge and stay in her house. So she made a special room, a special Kir Achaz Katana, on behalf of Elisha. Madach, for this little masa, this little piece of construction that she built this wall. Echye says, but no, you went and you were Machai Mason to her son. Avi'ib Abba, again, Brother Shai, who's that referring to? Avi Abba? David HaMelech, Shkayach, my grandfather.
Shlomo
Melech, do you agree?
Yeah.
Good. So David and Shlomo, Shechipa is a Hechel that went and covered the walls with a Hechel with Kesef Azov, Alaskam, Akam. Certainly, in that Tzchus, I should go and allow you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'chai Meisim, me, that I should be able to have an extension on my life. Scharna, Eze Sher Selach L'Fanecha, Be'emesim B'Lev Shalom, remember that I was a good guy. V'atvi B'Enecha Asisi. In other words, Chizkiyahu is being mispalled not only in the schus of David / Shlomo HaMelech, but also in his own schus. I did good things. What good things did I do? My V'atvi B'Enecha Asisi, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rav, Shesamach, Ulu Litzvila. That's why we brought this whole Gemara, because he was Masrik Ulu Litzvila. You see what a gross Indian that is, and therefore, and that's chus. Rabbi Levi Omar, she gonna say for the fourth. What is the say for the fourth? Doctor, don't be upset.
And
the Sefer Refuas was a book that was, I guess, fairly popular at the time. And anybody that had any type of malady, any type of disease, any type of illness, instead of going and opening up a Sefer Tehillim and saying, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me a refuah," they would look up the Sefer Refuas. Oh, well, I have to do. I'll take for this. I have to take some
aspirin,
or take some Tylenol or an antibiotic. And therefore they figured, I don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All I have to do is go to Buru Park, to one of the world famous pediatricians, and I'm going to have a refuah, and that'll be enough. I don't have to go and ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for a refuah. So therefore, Rav Levi said, you know what? I'm going to go and put away that Sefer Refuahs forever, so that people will not know what to take the Tylenol for, or the antibiotics for, or this, that, or the other thing, and they're going to be mispalled to Hashem for a refuah. That's the Atoy Benechosis. Tanur Rabban. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't tell us what happened ultimately, but what ultimately happened is that Tanakh says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Chizkiyahu HaMelech an extension of life for another 15 years. So even though Yeshayahu told him, it's curtains, it's all over, Al Yisya'ish Men HaRachman. Tanur Rabban, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu did six major things, Al Gimel Hoydoloi, and three things the Chacham said, you did a great job, Al Gimel Hoydoloi, and three, not so good, not to say. Al Gimel Hoydoloi, Gona Sefer Fus, which you just spoke about, Hoydoloi, and they said, great job. Kites Nechash and Nechoshes, that's Nechash and Nechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu made in his time, in the times of the Torah, and he says, whoever looks at Nechash and Nechoshes, Vachoy, he will have life. Why did he go and destroy Nechash and Nechoshes? Because in later years, people mistook that Nechash and Nechoshes. As we know, Chazal tells us the whole purpose of looking at Nechash and Nechoshes is because you're looking up to Shemayim. Right, everybody wants to see this beautiful sculpture. They're looking upstairs. Once they're looking upstairs, they're going to misbow to Hashem. However, in later years, they thought Nechash Nechoshes itself was a deity, was a god, and people started bowing down to Nechash Nechoshes and made it into a Gantz Geshke. Because of that, he destroyed it, and they said, great job.
Same concept
as Sefer Refuah. Same idea.
They displaced what they did.
Exactly, because of that displacement. Very good. Girat, some is of Al Mita Shechavon. This is what everybody was murmuring earlier, that Dr. Goldfarb and Psimcha and others, that said that his father should have a kapara, his father being Ochaz the Rasha, he went and schlepped the Atzomais, those bones, Al Mita Shechavon, on a bed made out of ropes, through the streets, across the Bizoyan for a melech. For Hoydolin, they said, you did a good job. For this, hopefully your father will have a kapara through those Bizoyans. So the three things that they said are great. Number one, Sosa Megichon. Megichon was a major water supply to Yerushalayim. He saw that the enemies were in siege of Yerushalayim, and he said, when the enemies come in, I don't want them to have water. If they won't have water, they're going to have to retreat, because they won't be able to live. So Hoydolin, the Chacham at the time were not happy, because unfortunately, just like there won't be any water for the enemies, there won't be for the population either, and that but the people didn't have water to drink, and they, apparently the Polish spring water were all sold out. Kids, it's Dalzis Hechel. And he went and cut down the Dal Tzeich, v'shogel ha-melech Asher. Sancheiriv had demanded a major, major booty, a major
tribute,
good. Because Sancheiriv had fought against Klal Yisrael, and he was now present in Eretz Yisrael, and he refused to leave. You want me to leave, he said, give me enough money, it'll be worth my while, and he'll leave. So what the Chizkiyahu HaMelech did first, he went and emptied out all the treasure houses, all the safes, etc., and gave him all the gold and the silver. And Sancheiriv said, it's still not enough, you have to go and give me more. So, eventually cut down the Dalta Sahechel and gave it to Asher, to Sancheir. The Lahudu and Chachom were not happy with that because he said, from Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't have cut down the Dalta Sahechel. Oh, but Nissen, Iber Nissen Menissen, the Lahudu Lai. It was already Rish Chodesh Nissen. And he decided, you know, it's time to go and make an Ibiyur. Naturally, today everything is based on a calendar, but in the good old days, you had to have the Sanhedrin, the Yerushalayim, the Bezin had to go and decide, yes, we're going to make an Ibiyur. But when you want to make an Ibiyur, you have to make it still in Chodesh Adar. Because you can't have two Nissens, you can have two others. You can have Adar Azoy, Adar Azoy, Adar Aleph, or Adar Beis. But once it's Nissen, it's too late to make another Adar. And he went and he wanted to be Ma'aber Nisim Benit, or the Yondrish. Says the Gemara, what's the story of it? Vlehoidu and the Chacham were upset about this third thing as well. Why were they upset? Because you can't go and be Ma'aber the Shana once other is already finished. Frank the Gemara. On his own. Is referring to Nisan. Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh, and you can't have two Nisans. It can only be one Rosh Chodesh, and that's one Nisan. The only thing you can ma'aber is Chodesh Adar. Once it's Nisan, it's too late. You can't go and be Masalik and say, okay, throw in another Nisan or throw in another Adar. The problem was the editors in Shmuel Zalach. Shmuel ain't ma'aber es Hashana b'yom shloshim shel Adar. Shmuel expanded on the halacha that you can no longer be ma'abed the shana once Chodesh Nisan arrives, and he says, what happens if it's the 30th day of Adar and the Bezin has not declared that day or the next day as Rish Chodesh? Oh, so said Chizkiyahu, it's still Adar. It's Shloshim Shel Adar. It's not Rosh Chodesh yet. So let's go and be Ma'aber the year and make a second Adar. Hoyl, however, Shmuel says you're not allowed to be Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar. Hoyl v'roy l'koy v'nissen, because if two Adim come and say, we saw the new Levana, then it's right to call this day not the 30th of Adar, but the first day of Nisan. So if it's anymore, so v'roy v'roy l'yom rinim. So Chizkiyahu disagreed with Shmuel's halacha, and he felt that as long as the Bezin has not declared the new month of Nisan, even though it's another 5 minutes away, or another 10 minutes away, whatever, it's still Adar. And still Adar, we can go and make other Aleph and other Beis. However, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is like Shmuel, that once it's Shloshim Shel Adar, it's too late. And he wants to be Ma'aber the year, and that's why Lo Yechol Tolek. Fine. Amr, yes?
Why was he able to ask in ahead of Sanhedrin? Why is he able to...
Chizkiyahu was presumably not only the Tzaddik Adar, presumably he was one of the Chachmei Adar. Presumably he himself was a Posek, and therefore he paskin that you can go and continue being Ma'aber Nisim and Nisim. And then Shmuel said, the Gemara said, but that's not the halacha. The halacha like Shmuel. Of course, Shmuel wasn't alive at that time, but it means the halacha was said already at that time, and later on it was codified in the name of Shmuel.
King mixed with the business of Sanhedrin.
Sorry?
The king mixed with the business of
Sanhedrin. Yeah, he has a major status, major influence.
Like Musi. Musi was a determining factor.
It doesn't say necessarily that he was going to go and make the decree. He wanted to do it. So presumably he came to the Sanhedrin and he said, Rabbi, it's still Lamed Adar. Let's do it. Yeah. Exactly. Usually let's do it means we want to go and daven, right? That's the nomenclature, right? But no, let's do it. It's time for daven. Let's do it. Let's do it. Anyway, the point is he wanted to go and make a new Chodesh, and the Sanhedrin, presumably the Bezin, was not maskim because they held like Shmuel, and that's why they hide away. Right, Omer Birchim Hashem Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimmer. Kol HaToylet B'Shus Atzmai Toylet B'Shus Achem V'Kol HaToylet B'Shus Achem Toylet B'Shus Atzmai. If a person asks for Kadosh Baruch Hu a present, a reward, or whatever, and he's Toylet, he says, in my Shus, then ultimately, as we'll see shortly, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him, but not in his Shus, but in the Shus for someone else. Whoever is Toylet B'Shus Achem, if he says, I'm not worthy, given in the Shus of someone else, Toylet B'Shus Atzmai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him his Shus. What does this all mean? Moshe told B'Shus Achem, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that go and give a kapara for Klal Yisrael, Shenemar, and he said it, B'schus Acher, meaning in the Ovois, Shenemar, Schoel Avrom, Yitzhul Yaakov, Avedecha. So what happened was, he was mentioning, or he, in his tefillah to Hashem, he asked that Kodesh Baruch Hu should give a kapara and a broch and all the rest in the schus of the Ovois HaKadoshim, and instead, Tolib Schus Atzmai, Shenemar, V'im Lashmidem, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I was ready to destroy them, presumably because of the Masa Egel. Lulei Moshe Mechirei Amad Beperes Lefana, because of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one that stood Beperes Lahashim Chamasa Mehashkas. He's the one that stopped it. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu asked in the name of the Avos, he was told B'das Acherim, told the Schus Acherim, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Schus to him, gave him the credit. Chizkiyahu told the Schus Atzmai, Dechsev Zchorna, Eser Sher Salachti Lefanecha, that I did the good things. Among them, like we said before, it was Masmach Kulu Letvila, and he was going as a Sefer Refuiz. Told the Schus Achem, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if the Schus Achem, Shenem, V'Ganoisi, Eloir, Hazois, Lohishia, Lemani, Leman David Avdi. Oh, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying because of David HaMelech. He didn't say because of the Schus of Chizkiyahu. So Chizkiyahu asked B'Schus Atzmai, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave B'Schus David HaMelech. In truth, this is not 100% the same as the Gemara on top, because the Gemara on top, we said he asked in both of their names, right? He asked, number one, about he The Gemara says Zechor no. He was mispalled both. Mashu namish shloi osa lekir achas ketana hachiesa es bina abi abba shachapes aheicha kulum kezudah v'laska v'kam. So therefore, he was mispalled based on the schus of David HaMelech, Shloi HaMelech. And then Zechor no, then he continued on about himself, etoy b'necha sisi. So I guess what the Gemara is saying is that since he was toil at least part of it in his own schus, as opposed to saying everything should be in the schus of David and Shloim HaMelech, therefore, says the Gemara, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say in his schus, he said rather because of the others, because of David. He was toiling his own schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toiling the schus of Achirim, Laman David Ati. What does that mean? Even when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him Shalom, it was mar, it was bitter, what we would call bittersweet. Meaning, Kodesh Baruch Hu taka listened to the tefillah of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he taka there was zoich against the enemies. All very, very good. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent to Chizkiyahu, by the way, it's not in your schus, in the schus of David HaMelech. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him Shalom, he sent him peace with his enemies, but it was mar, it had a bittersweet feeling because he didn't go and say, Hesheselachti lefanav, that in your schus, Chizkiyahu, but in the schus of David HaMelech. Later, we spoke about this Aliyah Kir Achas Ketan. So we said we're going to talk about it later, and now is the point we're going to talk about it. Again, the Isha Ashunamis made a special Kir Ketana on behalf of Elisha. Now, what exactly was the construction? Nasa no Aliyah Kir Ketana, Rabbi Shmuel Chad Amar Aliyah Prua Hoysa, the Kir Ruha. Originally, it was like an open porch, an open terrace, and what she did was she went and put a tikra on top. She put on a roof and made it an enclosed room. V'chad Omar achsadre gedoy lahoisa. Actually, it was a very large room originally. V'chal kluish nine, and went and she put a partition down the middle, and she made it into two smaller rooms, and she gave one room then to Elisha. Okay, v'shlom lemani yomar achsadre niosif kir. I understand that you put up a wall. That's what a kir means. Put up a wall. So that works nicely. Lemani yomar liya my kir. What does that mean? Kir. She didn't put up a wall. And for the Moshe Kirua, that you put up a tikra. Tikra meaning a ceiling, a roof. Oh, that's also, it's not exactly kir, but tikra from the same shoresh. That's what we're referring to. If you're going to come and tell me that this was originally an aliyah, a porch, a terrace, then I understand why we're talking about an aliyah. That's why it's in the pasuk Nasa no aliyas kir ketan. But according to the other mandiyama, there was an achsadra. This has nothing to do with an aliyah, having anything to do with a porch, having anything to do with a terrace. This is a large achsadra. And what I meant to say is that the word aliyas means that this was the best materials and the best quality among the houses at that time. So aliyas kiktana, she made a beautiful new room out of this beautifully ornate and very nicely furnished, this beautiful achsadra. She made a beautiful room for Elisha. And what did she do with that room? It says, an awesome loy, sham, they placed their furniture, mita, the shulchan, the kisei, umnoira. In other words, a fully furnished room. So anytime Elisha came by, he always had a comfortable place to stay. Amr Abay Vizem Rav Yitzchak, Haroitzel Lihanis, Yehana Kelisha, Veinishen, Haroitzel Lihanis, Al Yehana Kishmul, Kishmul Haramasi. What the Abay is trying to tell us is, there's no one size fits all related to these types of situations. You can do whatever you would like. Meaning that this Isha Shunamis, a wonderful, wonderful lady, she provided free furnished room to Elisha. No reason why he couldn't use it. Haroitzli Hanis Yanik Elisha. Elisha is allowed to use it. In fact, he stayed there whenever he visited that community. Vishanaroitzli Hanis, but a person says, no, no, I don't want to have a no from anybody else. Fine, Al Yanik Shemuel Ramasi, he can do like Shemuel. Shenema, Uchuvasai Haramasa. Hisham Besa. Now we know the reason why Shmuel was called Shmuel Haramasi is because he lived in Ramah. And it said about Shmuel that he would go and go from town to town, city to city every year. He would constantly be traveling around Eretz Yisrael. And Uchuvase, finally he returned home to Ramah. Kisham Besa, that's where his house was. Now, Parshat Pshat is he lived in Ramah. But that everybody knows. He's called Shmuel Ramasi. So, therefore, Dashi Marvam Rebbe Yechon, Kisham Besa is not referring to his returning home, but it's referring to all the places that he visited throughout the year. Shekol Makash HaHalach Sham Besa Imai. Wherever he traveled, he always took his house and his household with him. What does it mean? He took his house with him. So Rashi says that not only did he take furniture, but even went and took a tent. And he always lived in a tent. He never accepted favors from anyone. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, I'm sorry?
Yeah, today they have these RVs.
So I'm sure that Shmuel also had such an RV. So if you look in the Rashi Kishon Beisoy, Le'el Minei Ksiv, it's roughly halfway down the narrow lines of the Rashi. Kishon Beisoy. Le'el Minei Ksiv, in the earlier Psukim it says, V'yimid Eshana V'shana, every year, V'sava Beisel, V'amitzvah V'shavah Yisrael, he would go and travel around from one place to the other. V'samach Le'i, U'tshuvasei Ramasa, when he came home, Rama Kishon Beisoy. V'yitimar V'chayani Yedei Shishon Beisoy, I know he lived in Rama. It's going on all those previous places, the mitzvah and the base and the other places. He would go and take along with him his menorah and his shulchan and his kisei, and even v'oil chaniyasai, even took along a tent where he would go and rest, because he didn't want to have a nov from someone else. Anyway, so bottom line is, so you have two different darki avoida, the derech of Elisha, they have the derech of Shmuel, and both of them are right, neither is to be criticized. But Oymer El Isha, Hina Yino Yadav, Yisha Lekim Kodeshu. Now, the Isha Shunamis says to Elisha, I know that you are a holy man. So tomorrow, a woman recognizes the qualities of her guests even more than a man. In other words, that women have that special perception that men don't have, and they can size up people very, very quickly, good, bad, or indifferent. So she said, I recognize in the Yadat that you're a Kaddish. Whenever he would go and sit down and eat or learn or whatever, there were never any flies that were bothering him. Apparently, there was a big problem of flies in those days. When people would sit down, never any flies near him, because the flies knew that he was a holy person and they stayed away. She would go and put out linen sheets on his bed, and then the next morning she never found that he carried over all the times that he stayed there, so she knew that he must be an Ish Kodesh, never have a problem with any mission. Now it says Kodesh who? Who meaning to exclude someone else. Now we know that Elisha had his attendant, his gava, was Gehazi. And we know from Tanakh that Gehazi was a bad guy, And our Gemara told us some very bad things about him. And we say, Rabbi Chanina, who Kodesh? And Mishar say any Kodesh. It says, Kodesh who? Elisha is taka great, but his Mishar is his Shvach. Shnema, it says, the Potsvi, Yigash Gehazi lehadfa. Parsha Pshat means that Gehazi came to push her aside. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, she'achsa behoid yafya. The word Hadfa is not determined over here. It doesn't mean to go and just push aside, but it's a mnemonic, or it's actually a Rashi Tavis. Hadfa. Hoid Yofya. What is a Hoid Yofya referring to? Says Rashi, Bidadeha. So therefore, it wasn't just that he went and pushed her aside, but he went and grabbed her on the Mokum Adadim, which obviously means that he was a greiser shaitz.
How can he be associated with someone like Elisha?
And Elisha criticized Gehazi, and what happened to Gehazi eventually? He became a Metzora together with his children, right. And he was ejected. He's a bad guy. Good. And the Pasuk says, right, I'm sorry?
Elisha's trying to give him a good example. He tried to take away his wings.
He wasn't much
good. Try to be Makaris. Good. So now we continue on the same pasuk that she said about Elisha, that I see Kodeshu over Aleinu Tamid. He's passing by us all the time. But the Gemara dashes over Aleinu Tamid. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, Mishum Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. Kol Mareach Tamid Chochem Tzech Beis. Whoever gives, he has a Tamid Chochem as his guest in his home. He hosts Tamid Chochem Maneh Menachosim. He gives a nov Menachosim Malav Menachosim Kilu Makrev Tamid, as if that person brought a Karm Tamid in the Beis Mikdash. That's over Aleinu Tamid by doing the Chesed. Hachnosis Oruchim for Elisha, it's as if she brought a carbon tamid. So now, this really is an unrelated memra, but since we spoke about Rabbi Yitzchak, we go, and this another memra from Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishum Rabbi Lezim ben Yaakov. Al Yamid Adam Mokim Vayvispal, when a person davens, she shouldn't go to the heights. Elam Mokim Nomach Vispal, she'd rather go down. Shemi Mamakim Krasicha Hashem. there are certain shuls in the world where, in fact, to go to the Amid, you don't go up to the Amid, you go down to the Amid. It's not very common, but you do see it in a number of places. But very good. You also have the same thing in Baltimore, and they are good in Baltimore. You also have to walk down two steps. Anyway, Tanya Meochi. Okay. You know, they don't have it often. You have a few places. Tanya Meochi. Anybody else in any other places? Anybody can think of anywhere else? South Africa, somewhere. I'm sorry,
but when you say when you have an Aliyah, you go up.
Aliyah, you go up. That's why it's an Aliyah.
So that's why they have some places. It's a raised platform.
That's a wonderful idea. But for davening, we should go down. Tanya Meochi. A person shouldn't stand on a chair. He shouldn't stand on a footstool. Why? You don't want to be a balgaivish. You're supposed to go and lower yourself and subjugate yourself and not be a person full of ego. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs of the oni of the person that comes to him as if he's impoverished. When a person davens shemnesra, he should put his two legs together. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. It's referring actually to the Malachim. But just like when the Malachim, when they praise Hashem, they have their feet together. So we too, we should put our feet together like Malachim. Another pasuk. When you're getting up in the morning to go and be mispal for yourselves, for your panasa, for your health, for your wealth, etc., for your family, don't eat before davening. Don't eat before davening. If a person eats before davening, all of you have thrown me after gevecha. Normally it means your body, means you. But by the fact that you're eating first, that shows a degree of gaiva, a degree of haughtiness, and therefore don't do it. Now after the person has eaten and he's filled up his stomach and he's like, oh, now he gives a patch to the belly, the gevaldi. Keep a love malchus shemaim, and he wants to become malchus shemaim. That's wrong, and therefore that was the last memory of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef and Chanina, Mishael Rabbi Yaakov, and our Gemara, don't eat before that. Of course, someone is a choyim and a zok and things like that, it's a different story, which we'll talk about in general. Yes, Mizzot. Okay, that's what Minuma wanted to add. That if a person is not well, he's sick, he's old, elderly.
There's a bunch of women and children also, or just...
To my knowledge, across the board...
They all give a breakfast.
They're doing that probably for the kidney and for the zakenim and for the ear. Okay, I have nothing further to say. Maybe you aim at Shali Shais until 3 hours. So we have a machlokes and a mishnah. How late can you go and say krishma? So we had one man that said until netzach hama. Maybe Shua says until 3 hours because malachim are still sleeping. We have that 3 hour leeway. Otherwise, it would be difficult always to have krishma before netzach hama. What happens if you missed it? Then, okay, then keep on saying krishma even after that, because it's like the Mishnah said,
learning
Torah. Okay, fine, you can say krishma, but don't say the brachas of krishma, otherwise it would be a bracha batala. Like it says in our Mishnah, you are supposed to say the brachas even if it's after 9 o'clock. Yes, you're saying it late. Fine, and say the brachas. Obviously, Rav Chiz is incorrect when Rav Chiz said, don't say the brachas. Yes, you should say the brachas even after 9 o'clock. When it says in the Mishnah, what does that mean? That means hifsid is even though you messed up legabi the mitzvah of Kriyashma, but you didn't mess up on the brachas because you can still say the Birchas Krishma even though it's beyond 9 o'clock. Tanam Yochi, Taka, we bring a riot of Chizah. You are allowed to say the brachas even though it's already too late for Krishma. Say the brachas and say the Krishma as if it's tight. Amramani Godoil Hakari Krishma. No, say Yishma is a Torah. If a person learns Krishma during the right time, that's even greater than learning. He's saying it's like the person turned. This is the default. You don't have the best, but yeah, can turn it. Much better to go and then learn Krishna in its proper time. That's better even than going to learn. Have a wonderful day.